Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this 11th day of the 11th month, 11-11, 2018. I love it when numbers are balanced and synchronized. I don't know if it means anything, but I think it does kind of affect our consciousness. It's sort of like a clear signal for something to happen. And whatever it means, the one thing it means is we are gathered here in the presence of Christ to receive something really special for the lives of each person. And we have come with love and hope and sincerity, and it's my honor and privilege to be here with you. So, as we always do, let's warm up our call by receiving some request or acknowledgement or comments from our community. And we have a caller from area code 805. You are on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Donna from California.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, perfectly well.
Okay, so this is Donna Lichtenfeld from California, and I'm asking the blessing givers in you to please do a blessing for California. We have many fires going on here. And
oh, yes.
There's been a lot
yes.
of devastation, and I myself am evacuated, and this is very timely. We really do need a lot of help here in California.
Oh, Donna, I'm glad you brought it up. It was going to be one of my topics and requests as well. Yes,
wow.
These fires are catastrophic.
Yes.
They are catastrophic. Thousands yes. and thousands of homes have been burned.
Yes.
Whole towns have been burned.
Yes.
It's all over the news, but the news doesn't capture the hearts of people who are suffering. The elderly who have no help, the children that are in terror, and the animals that have no place to go and no support. So we ask with all our heart, and we ask for the blessings of Christ and the Holy Spirit. And this is the kind of event we also call in the angels for, because it's part of their job to protect us and nullify the danger and damage of devastating events such as this. And so we embrace you with love and light and a spirit of protection. And we know how frightening this is. I can relate to it from personal experience, because my sacred work on this planet began when my home burned to the ground while I was sound asleep.
Right.
And then I lived in Sedona, Arizona for 18 years, and frequently there would be wildfires that would threaten the totality of the environment, and our daytime sky would be as dark as night. So I have a lot of empathy as well as compassion for the seriousness of this. So this will be a major theme in our blessing today, Donna.
Oh.
And God bless you too. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. I can't give you enough love to you and all the blessing givers for being here at this moment. It's very timely.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is. And like I said, God bless and be safe. Keep
Thank
yourself
you.
Safe for all of us. We love you very much, and we love everyone going through this. You know,
Thanks.
At times like this, we just can't imagine why. Why do things like this happen? I don't have the answer. And I don't think why is the right question. I was thinking about that last night, how important it is that we ask the right question in order to get the right answer. And I think the right question for events such as this is, how can we learn from this to prevent such events in the future and to keep ourselves safe from their reoccurrence, that we may be part of the harmony of life and bring more harmony to life?
Exactly.
Okay, we will move on.
I think it's all about connecting to our source, really.
Of course it is. And our beloved Earth, which we have been seriously neglecting. And it's not as if she's striking back. It's just that any time you neglect anything, the problems accelerate.
Yeah.
So it's time we gave some attention to our Blessed Mother. Jean Marie, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hope all is well with everyone today. Hey, I had my kitty cat to the vet this week, and there seems to be a mass in her stomach. And I think it was ruled out that it was just a big ball of hair, which I was hoping for. And I would just like, you know, everybody to do blessings for her. I know there are miracles, and I know that can go away as easily
as
it can.
Absolutely.
And also, the next step would be, you know, sonogram, biopsy, and all that. Mm-hmm. And my vet cannot remove it, and I just don't want to put her through all that. I just want to, you know, just love her and love on her and keep her as long as I can without any more torture. It was hell on me to leave her at the vet overnight. We have never been separated in 1,277 days. And the vet had to almost put me out with tranquilizers. I was such a
I understand.
Case. That's what I would like.
What's her name?
Tilly, T-I-L-L-I-E.
Tilly, okay.
She's the sweetest little cat I think I've ever met in my life.
Aw.
Rescue, of course. But she came with problems, and she came with skin allergies, and, you know, but she called to me, and what do?
Of course. You reach out with your love.
Yes. So that's what's on my mind today, and thank everyone in advance for loving my little Tilly Bean as much as
Tilly
I do.
Okay. We love her, too.
Yeah.
All right, and I will ask Gunnar to be part of the blessing.
Please.
And
yes.
Rama. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. We have an anonymous caller. And I didn't get a number when I clicked on that, so you'll just have to know who you are.
Hi, Glenda, this is Jerome.
Oh, and, Jerome. Okay, secretive person.
We just got 2 inches of snow last night, so it's winter up here in Duluth, Minnesota. But I encourage what you're doing with California, but the other thing that comes to me, it's for our country, our geopolitical system of light, compassion, love, peace, and joy, that whatever we're going through as a country, the highest and best good of God and of spirit gets and can affect us, too, that we open our hearts and our spirit to another potential for the highest good of all of us. And but I love everything you're saying about California, too. Yes.
Well, most definitely, our country is on fire right now in more ways than one. And so let those who are suffering there be the martyrs for bringing a higher good to all of us who, in our own ways, in different ways, are part of that fire.
Okay.
There is no such thing as one of us being alone. When one hurts, we all hurt. When one suffers, we all suffer. And so we may not smell the smoke or see the ashes, but we are in our own way part of that raging fire. And part of the reason why it is showing up for us to look at and deal with.
Okay. Yes. For God's light, compassion.
Let's put that blanket of snow that just fell on you over there in California.
Okay.
What could we expect for Duluth this time of year, really?
Yeah, I expect snow. But I'd love for you too, and love that you help each of us and all of us as a country, and keep up your good work, because your light, compassion, love, peace, and joy is private and special.
For all the days of my life, I will be here in love with all
Thank
of you,
you.
And all of Thank us you. And the us that we are.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a caller. Jerome, I hate to say goodbye to your smiling voice, but I've got a few more callers I need to take. So
okay.
We have someone from area code 719, and you're on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everybody. This is Tara Kim in Colorado, and we are
Tara
also
Kim,
huh? snow today, too. It's really pretty out there.
Good. That's a blessing.
So, it is. I
it
wish
cools,
could spend some
it
of
cools
it.
Down the hot spots of this earth.
Absolutely. I know. It does. I'd like to request some extra support and a blessing for my husband. He's been going through, his name is Bert, B-E-R-T, and he's been going through a lot recently, and he has a dull ache in his left side that's been there for a while. He's really concerned about it, and he's also got some surgery coming up this Wednesday on his left knee, so he could just really use a lot of support right now.
Okay. You got it. And you
Thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Both
Thank
of
you very
you.
Much. Appreciate it.
May you both
Thanks.
Find relief from what you're facing and a way to just fly above it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tony, I see you're on the call.
Hi, Glenda. Good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Thank you. You know, I'm mindful that today is the 100-year anniversary of the end of the First World War. And
wow.
Yeah. And so that 11/11 thing is part of that, too. I think they even did it at the 11th hour when they enacted the armistice. Yeah. So
that is
real.
I didn't realize. Yeah, I knew the date, but I didn't realize the 11th hour. That is also, what a symbolic moment.
Yeah, I mean, they must have had a sense of that even then, and I experienced it. I think we probably all do. I hear everybody occasionally talking about numbers that connect synchronistically, and, you know, the way the clock just shows up with 11s or, you know, 222 or whatever. And I always get, you know, when you pump gas, I have this really strange experience with pumping gas and getting exactly like 33. So I think it's something there that's a resonance for us, that's telling us about harmony and beauty, and it always seems kind of angelic as well. So I get the sense that they're really trying to invoke that energy and that balance and that that connectedness and love for all of us with the choosing of that timing. And now we get to experience that here on 100 years later. So, I mean, we're still having problems with wars, of course, but, you know, the connection to that intention and that insight going back 100 years, you know, kind of like a prayer that
Well, you know, anniversaries are very significant because they represent closure.
Yeah.
And
harmonic.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could have 100-year closure on so many wars that have plagued us since that time?
Yeah, that's a beautiful intention. I really love that. I want to add that one to our blessings today. And it seems to me that one's a really resonant, beautifully resonant one with the energy of our brotherhood. which is always with us and trying to work itself out and make itself more and more available to us. And, you know, when, as we're more and more ready, we'll behold it, I'm sure.
Yes.
And, you know, it's something that's certainly emerging more and more. You know, if we look back over the decades, we still have problems, but the energy of that seems to be observable. It seems to be with us.
It actually is, and we don't give enough credit to it, Tony. I was thinking about that in my meditation yesterday. Mm. I was thinking about how often when catastrophic events happen, we actually increase our bonding with one another. That happened here when I went through Hurricane Harvey. Our community became so close, and people became friends who didn't speak to each other before. Not that we were hostile, it's just we didn't bother to speak.
Yeah.
We became catastrophic events can actually, at times, be more bonding and more loving than the times we take for granted and we just go on, get on with life in our separate ways.
Yeah.
And
yeah, kind of like.
Yeah.
I was just going to add the thought that it reminds me of Yeshua telling us to love our enemies. It's kind of like, you know, being that connectedness in the presence of whatever's going on that may be, you know, a difficulty, something that seems to be, a threat. Because, connecting with that in the midst of that, so even in a catastrophe, it seems similar in terms of what we're making ourselves available to and what we're becoming a channel for.
Well, it proves something else too, Tony. It proves that when times are hard, we know that unity is the only answer. So it proves we're hardwired for unity.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
When times are good, we indulge in the luxury of going our separate ways.
Yeah.
And just think about that for a minute, because is it really a luxury? No, it's actually not. The original sin was separation, but we think we can get by with it when life is going well and we can just kind of indulge in our separate pursuit. But what's creating that is our ego. And by ego, I don't mean arrogance or vainglorious pompousness. I'm talking about that center of self that's just defined by the stories we're in, that we think of ourselves this way and that way, and we're inside of a condition, and we just say, okay, let's go get on with it. And we go our separate ways, and we forget about others.
Yeah.
We have forgotten about our Mother Earth. We have forgotten about the larger spectrum of humanity. And now we're being called back into unity. And sometimes the only thing that will do it is a disaster. And it's a terrible thing to say about humanity, but unfortunately it's true. So let's learn from that. Let's come together with grace more often and live on the higher plane more often.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And I see that we have a caller from area code 903, and I know who that is.
Yes, this is Private First Class Shekels reporting for duty.
Angel Shekels.
Yeah, I've been called by several people an angelic marine because I really spearhead and can tune in to a Pacific need.
Ben, you are truly amazing. Okay, what words of wisdom do you have to offer today?
Just that word, duty.
What?
Being of service.
Okay.
You know the duty that our veterans have given.
Oh, you know, I think that's a great acknowledgement. Tomorrow is Veterans Day in the United States. Of course, we have callers from all over the world. And veterans, you know, we think that they serve only in wartime, but actually most of what they do is service. Most of what they do is preserving peace on earth and serving in critical moments and being first responders when crises occur. So that's for people who have volunteered to be officially in service to others for a period of time in their lives, and some of them made a whole career out of it, so we honor them. We honor them in the spirit of peace, even though at times they are called to serve in times of conflict.
I also remember my brother Dan, who served in the Air Force for a very long time, but his service got to him, and he wound up taking his life early in life because of all some undercover stuff he did in Thailand that he didn't fare well with and just couldn't make it any longer on this earth. So I really am thankful for his service. You know, even though it cost him his life, still, you know, he willingly gave himself to the service of our country.
Thank you. Well, thank him for me, and we'll include him in our blessings, Ben, and you as well. And Ben, I want to thank you for your continuous inspiration through the years regarding the angels and your music, and for a lot of reasons that are special to me, as well as your contribution. I have just been led by the archangels to create a series of essential oil blends dedicated to the archangels, all seven of them. And why has this come just at this moment in time? I think there's an important reason. It's an interesting thing that back in the 90s, after I painted The Lamb and the Lion, it was such an awesome experience and most definitely the greatest painting of my career. It was a hard act to follow. In fact, the thought of painting anything less than that just kind of left me numb in front of a canvas. But at the same time, I didn't want to abandon years and years of cultivated ability. Well, the angels came to me, and they started inspiring me to paint them. And I did lots of paintings of people's guardian angels. And I know some of you are now blessing givers. And Ben, you and I met in those years when I was painting the angels, because I presented them at some public events, which is where you and I met. But the angels kept me going in those years of transition. While I was overwhelmed, I have to say that after being with Yeshua, after hearing his words of love, his energy of transcendence, I really didn't know what to do with it. It was so much bigger than I was. I can only imagine how the apostles felt after he left. It's like, well, we know from the scriptures they fell into a phase of depression and disorientation and wondering, what do we do next? Well, I was in that phase for 4 years, and if it hadn't been for the angels, I might never have pulled out of it. But they came, and they lifted me up to a higher level where I could see a grand and holy purpose for it. And at that higher level, I could begin to assimilate these messages and the energy of Christ. And on a very special evening that I will never forget, April the 26th, 1996, Yeshua came to me, woke me up from my sleep, and he said, I will now speak through you. And all I could think of is, oh no, you don't mean that. I was scared to death. No one had I told. I had had conversations with him. I had not admitted that to anyone. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I can't speak for you. I can't stand up to this. And he just left me alone, went away, and the angels came back. The angels came back and prepared me for what I needed to do. And the rest is history. I won't get into all the details on that. Most of you are kind of aware of what came next. It was speaking engagements, and those were recorded, and those became conversations with Jesus. That was translated into words, and that became Love Without End. And all the way through there, the angels were still appearing to me. They gave me the comfort and the uplift, you might say. It's kind of like they were the wind beneath my wings so that I could fly and I could reach up. The fact that they're coming to me now is probably highly significant, and I'm not sure what it's all about. It may be more a significance for humanity. It may be significant for many of you, but each day I have been creating a new blend as each angel comes to me. And just before the fires in California broke out, the Archangel Ariel came, and he is the guardian protector of the earth and the animals and the environment. So there's a whole page on our website now dedicated to the archangels with descriptions of what they do for our lives. The most famous of all is Michael, who is the protector of Christ energy, and his name literally means like unto God. He's the one that is captain of all the archangels and brings them into a divine focus for the elevation, protection, and advancement of human awareness and growth and ascension. Gabriel, his name means God speaks. He is the spokesman for God. The Archangel Raphael is the healer. His name means God heals. And it goes, I don't have time in this call to go through the meaning of all of them, but you can find them online. And what I want to say is I think it is highly significant that, again, after all of these years, they are coming in full force to me. And this represents the 10th anniversary, the 10th anniversary of our webinars, and the 20th anniversary of releasing Love Without End to the world. Both extremely significant anniversaries that we will be celebrating. We're already celebrating the 10th anniversary of the webinars with our final webinar of this year. There will be more things in the future that are like webinars, but maybe not quite the same. Things will be different as we head off into a new future with new technology and more of a global audience. And we have, yes.
The heart of humanity is yearning. That's why they're showing up again. The heart of humanity is yearning.
Yes, we are. And we are ready to take a leap. And we need angel wings to fly on in order to do that. It has been part of all the prophecies of all the religions of the earth that the angels will appear when humanity rises up. The fact that they are showing up to me in full force and asking me to present their presence, I think is highly significant. So I'm just announcing that, as well as our 20th anniversary of Love Without End, for which we're going to have a delightful surprise. I'm not ready to reveal that yet, but I will maybe next week. We have to get a little bit further into the project right now. but it will be coming up for, well, the actual anniversary is the 5th of December, 1998. So the 5th of December this year will be that anniversary. But it is now 3:31 here, the 31-minute mark, wherever you are. And it's time that we all just surrendered into the peace of our own being, the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the powerful, uplifting energy of the Holy Spirit. And you can ask your angels to be there too. They are wanting you to be aware of their presence. I can say that with full confidence now. So just let us be. Be who you are, as you are. Surrender into the peace and love of your being. And blessing givers, will you join me? And we will stand to be here as a conduit for these magnificent blessings that people are seeking. And God, our Creator, is impassioned to deliver, to find our unity with our Creator, to transcend all the perils and conditions of this earth, to live in harmony, healing, and peace. I will say my prayer to Yeshua when I'm finished. Please begin your prayer and let us be one with each other. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your love, your presence, your simple surrendering ability to be here with each one of us and imposing nothing upon us, that we may have our way, discover our way, and find who we truly are, and then find our place in your heart. Until then, you are in our heart. We ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to fill us on every level, from spirit to mind to heart, on all levels of consciousness, and heal our body, fill our bodies with potential, and each one of those who need healing, from our dear beloved pets, and the wild animals suffering, to the earth and every person who is in a healing condition. Be with them. Fill them with your grace, your love, and all levels of opportunity to pass through this condition for the greatest possible result. We ask our Heavenly Father to reunite with us. We seek to be known again as your child and to discover ourselves as the simple perfection which you originally created. And let that perfection be anointed now with your grace. We ask our angels to be around us, to wrap their wings around us for protection and safety, peace, gentleness, and love. Yeshua, in your name, we ask all these things to come to pass. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been delivered. Now it's for you to go and receive. So just go and rest for some minutes, at least 7. And it's okay if you fall asleep. Just receive. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. You must be in the neutral zone, like a vacuum that needs to be filled. Blessings from me. Much love from God. Bye-bye for now.